Anyway, let's go. Yeah.
Good evening, Andrew. Thank you for joining us after this home 2-1 victory over Barwell. Now, despite all the changes and all the injuries with the depleted squad at the moment, we just edged the first half. I managed to be 2-1 up at the break, and I think you would have been reasonably happy with that.
I feel a bit with all the injuries, that what it showed is that the strength and depth that we've got inside the squad. And I've got to say some mentions for some individuals in the changing room who tonight we've got at least 3 or 4 that have played through injuries, and they've dug in deep. And when I mean injuries, I mean some proper serious injuries, like your ankle where it's paining you to run. The captain, for example, was one of them who's got through it. Jermaine Gunder's another one of them who's got through it. He's come back from injury. Shaq McDonald's come back from injury and gave us 60 minutes, as much as he could. Jermaine Gunder's the same. To come out and dig in and to get a result against a decent Barwell side, all of us are tremendously happy. More of the character of the lads and the desire that they're showing for the football club. I see some things on sort of comments about the style of football we're playing. If I'm being honest with you, we're sort of like stretched to our last legs at the moment because of injuries. I mean, in the Premier League, they said that last year there was 75 injuries between the festive period for elite athletes, and the season before there was 102 during the 10 to 14 day period of Christmas. We're asking non-league players to play Saturday, Tuesday till Christmas. That's got to be reviewed, because it's not possible, talking about Premier League players who've got the best treatment in the world. Manzoo's brilliant at his job, but he's obviously stretched, and to get lads back out on the pitch Saturday, Tuesday is unrealistic. And we've been stretched, and no Tyrell Waite, no Bilal Yafai, Henry Wilder's on the bench but can't really play today because he's injured. Jordan Cullen-Lybird's not in the squad today for the same reason. So you look at that and you start to see some of the lads what have played on injuries tonight, like 3 or 4 of them, like I said. Like the attitude is just tremendous of the lads, but we are stretched. And I think that's across non-league. I spoke to a guy, he said some similar things, that he's had injuries. And to expect players to play Saturday, Tuesday is really, really hard. And I'm delighted. The boys' character is unbelievable. And I will say this to the fans now. Them lads in there play on injuries for the football club, for the management and for themselves. That is tremendous. And whatever style of football we're playing, or we might not be firing on all cylinders, what they're showing is something better than what I'd call good football. They're showing good character, good desire as individuals. And I'm delighted for the people we've got in that changing room.
I think you've probably covered 3 of my next points, to be fair, Andrew, but we'll make it up as we go along. I think one of the things that people would have seen this evening was that, let's face it, we were lucky tonight to get the win because there were 2 glorious opportunities, at least for Barwell.
Yeah.
But there's been too many times in the past where we've dominated games, we've had a lot of opportunities, and we've ended up losing the game. So nice this evening, albeit at the expense of Barwell, to actually get 3 points, even though perhaps we didn't deserve it.
Yeah, if we're being completely honest, I thought that we created a few chances in the first half more to maybe go in the lead after they scored. I didn't think they had much in the first half. In the second half, credit to Barwell, they had a go. They did create some chances, and Jazz Singh's made 2 great saves today. A double save he made in one phase, and then they've missed another chance. And sometimes you need that sort of rub of the green, and I'm sure later in the season we might not get that, and that might cost us 2 points. So it is good to get that, because there is games where we've dominated and not come out with the 3 points. But what I will say is that sometimes you get the rub of the green because you graft and you work hard and you do the right things, and you rush people maybe into that delivery being a bit quicker or putting them off. And I think that the lads did that tonight. They did enough to win the game just. If Barwell would have got a point though, and if we would have got a point, I would have been happy with that, because of the situation and circumstances around tonight's game, of the injury list that we've got, just phenomenal.
Okay. There really isn't too much more to say other than to look forward to the FA Cup on Saturday. Evesham United, the visitors, of course. I don't envy yourself and Gary Smith at the moment, and Tom Bailey, of course, trying to pick a team without really knowing who will be fit up until the 11th hour, really.
Yeah, that's how it is today. Like, we're having fitness tests. Tyrell Waite's getting closer. Bilal Yafai's getting closer. That's positive. So them two, Henry Wilder hopefully is going to get closer. So it might hopefully in 7 days or 10 days we'll have an headache in the other way, that we don't know we've got an headache of picking players. But we don't know until the 11th hour. Manzoo's doing a great job. He's actually going to people's houses to treat them, or he's seeing people in his daytime job and treating them, and they're going to his sort of like clinic, and that's the kind of staff that we've got here. But the lads, for the lads to put themselves through that today injured and put himself through pain for the football club, whatever style of football we're playing, for me that shows a real grit and desire. And the captain leads by example. Joe Magunda follows today. Shaq McDonald follows today. Jordan Graham follows today. And lads who are doing that in abundance across the pitch, they're all following and mucking in with each other to get results for the football club. And I think that's tremendous character. And it just shows the good people that we've signed at the football club.
Yeah, it's the core to work on, isn't it? And it's core to build everything around.
Yeah.
Not really play well, but get a win. One thing I would like to add is Jerry McDonough today actually played, and he's a beast of a player, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm sort of happy that we persevered with him and sort of like people are starting to see a fitter Jerry and sort of what he can do. He scored the goal obviously today, but I thought his all-round play, he was physical, he held the ball up well, he ran in behind, he brought others in against two centre-backs who was physical against him, and as he gets fitter and he gets more game time and more minutes, he's sort of shown what type of player he is, and I think the only way for Jerry is upwards, and the lads are happy for him as well because they've persevered with him, knowing that he's obviously needs to work on his fitness and get that sharpness in. He's coming to his late in pre-season, if you like, towards the end of the last game, but now he's picking up a little bit of speed and he's got the goal tonight in his first start, and hopefully that's more things to come as he gets fitter. He's a real handful, and the lads like him, and he's getting involved with the lads more and getting on with them and sort of developing that sort of relationships with players, which you can see. But yeah, you know, 40's two game ban, he's got one more, so 40 will be back as well soon, so that'll be another one as well we get back in to boost the squad.
I actually assumed he was out injured this evening because we thought he had a one-match ban.
No, the FA have given him a three-match ban. And the thing is, I'll say it now, is like, it's a bit of a deterrent to appeal it because Aaron Ford's playing on a hard ground, on long grass. He's gone in with one foot and his other foot slipped with under. We've got that on the video where he slipped. The problem is now is if you appeal to the FA and you don't win it after you have to pay £200 or whatever, then you get an extra game. So it's like a deterrent. It shouldn't be like that. It should be, here's the video, this is what we feel, this is what you feel. No, we still think it's free games, okay. Or no, to have that deterrent is really harsh. So we're scared. Do we pay £200 out and then maybe get an extra game? That's the deterrent in football at the moment. And it shouldn't be like that because Fordy slipped on a long grass. And if people understand the game and they play the game of football, they'd understand that on that day it's long grass and he slipped and he's got three match man. That's unfair, really. But we've dealt with it and we're managing it quite well because Tom Tonks has come in and done really well in his own right. And he's earning his right, you know, to play. So obviously we've got the strength and depth, which is good, and we've picked up the results without 40. So when he comes back as well, it'll be an addition to the squad and a boost for him, I'm sure.
And a good headache to have. Andrew, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again on Saturday.
Look forward to Saturday.